to get you, Barbara.
Stop it.
They're coming. They don't like being awakened this way.
Why do you have to be so mean?
Hey, I'm your older brother. Being mean and heartless is part of my job.
God.
They're coming to get you, little sister.
What's the matter, Barbara? You getting scared?
You're still scared of her, aren't you?
That's why we're here. Isn't it?
No, that's not why we're here.
Tell me something, will you? Why do we have to put ourselves through this charade?
Because she is our mother. Can't you at least give her one day out of your life?
One day? This is the fourth time we've been up here in the 3 months since she died. I'm spending more time with her now than when she was alive. And you know why?
Don't start.
She couldn't possibly be buried in the city. No, that would have been much too easy. She knew I'd have to be the one to drive you up here. That's why she had herself buried 200 miles from the nearest glass of beer.
Johnny, now we're here. Will you please just stop it?
Stop what? The truth? She drove our mother. When's the last time you had a date?
That is none of your business.
The one thing she never, ever drove was 200 miles to visit anything.
Johnny, please. Now, I need you to stop talking like that. Don't talk like that, not here.
What do you mean, not here?
Not here, not in the middle of...
Of what?
Show some respect.
You're afraid, aren't you? You really are afraid of this place.
Stop. Love of God, Johnny. Bastard!
Jesus, you're weird.
Let's just get through this, can we please? Just get it over with.
They're coming to get you, Barbara. Barbara.
For the love of God, Johnny.
They're horny, Barbara. They've been dead a long time. Look. Look, there's one of them now. He wants you. He's getting closer. Dangerously close.
Stop it, John. He's going to hear you.
It doesn't matter. He knows we're here. It's too late now. There's no escape. No, Mother!
You bastard. Johnny!
I'm sorry. Very sorry.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Hey, man, are you okay? Is there something we can do to help? It's weird, huh?
Ah! Anyone else inside? Huh? You got any shotguns in there? Hunting rifle, anything?
I don't know. I don't.
Huh?
I don't
know. You don't know. Hey. Hey. Come on! Come on!
No!
Come on!
trucks aren't empty. We can't take the chance of running dry out in the middle of nowhere. We'll hole up here. Hope that some help comes. My name is Ben. What's your name?
Barbara.
Barbara. Now, look here, Barbara. I don't need you falling apart on me, you understand? I see what you did over there. I know you can fight when you have to. But you have to now, right now. Fight what you're thinking, fight what you're feeling. The fight will keep you strong, keep you thinking straight.
What's happening?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
Radio in the truck. All I heard was trash talk. Same as always. People trying to sound like they know what's going on. They don't really know shit. Same as always. One guy is saying his escaped prisoners on the loose from up in Hennessy. Another guy is saying it's some kind of chemical spill making everybody go crazy. They don't know shit. How do they explain a man walking around with his neck broken? A man shot full of holes and still coming at you. Down in Evan City, out for a good time with their guns and their six-packs. Assholes trying to round them up and put them in the back of trucks. Like they know what they're going to do with them. They had 10, 20 of them in the back of this panel truck. They opened the door to let another one in. Come spilling out of there. Like bugs. And he shot dead. Others. I saw six Mr. Seven, go down.
Car exploded outside. My car caught on fire. It was like a war.
Some of those things made it inside the diner. Started coming after us.
Some good old boy comes chasing him. Mean son of a bitch got some kind of
hot shit gun, like an M16 or something, he says.
Shooting well. Bullets tearing up the place. I saw one of those things take 30 hits and keep on coming. The damn thing had to be dead, but it kept on coming. Till it took a hit in the head. That brought it down. The only way to stop him, you gotta get him in the head. Look, I don't know what's going on, but I sure as hell know that it ain't no prison break. It ain't no kind of chemical that I ever heard about can make a dead man walk. This is something that nobody has ever heard about and nobody's ever seen before. This is hell on earth. This is pure hell on earth.
Doesn't take long for the world to fall apart, does it? There's gotta be guns in this house. Maybe upstairs. I'm gonna go take a look around. You all right down here alone?
There's something up there.
What?
What is it?
It's all right. It's nothing to worry about.
What is it?
It's nothing. It's nothing. It's all right.
Tom Bender, sir, that's me.
Harry? What's going on?
This is Harry Cooper. That's his wife calling down in the cellar. They got a sick little girl down there, too. My woman's down there, too. That's Judy Rose Larson. That's all of us.
Do you mind if we ask who the hell you are now?
Girl's name is Barbara. I'm Ben.
You damn near broke my arm here, Mr. Ben.
Harry, for God's sake!
Aren't you going to answer her?
Harry, please answer me.
It's all right. We're all right. There's some people up here.
Didn't you hear all the noise that was going on up here? We could have used some help.
Hey, maybe you can see through walls, Mr. Ben. I can't. We heard some banging around up here. It could have been those things for all we could tell. We just heard some banging around is all.
No, no. That ain't right. We heard the girl calling out, asking if anyone was here. We was just scared, that's all. You want to know the truth? We was scared to hell.
You live here, Tom?
No. This is my Uncle Regis' house. And my cousin Satchel. Well, Uncle Regis dead. I seen him. I swear to God, I touched him. He was stone cold dead. He died today. And that's the truth.
Harry, please.
Let's go. We can talk in the cellar.
Me and Judy Rose, we walked in over to be with Satchel, you know. Radio said there was some kind of old trouble. We didn't see nothing. We didn't see nothing. Home to here, we didn't see nothing.
Damn it! We have heard all this before!
I didn't hear before, Cooper. Go on, Tom.
Me and Judy Rose were walking over, you know, like I said, and I wasn't here more than 10 minutes when Mr. Cooper there, he'd come banging on the door.
How'd you get here? You don't look like neighbors.
Oh, what? You trying to figure out if somebody's got a car? You don't think we've been through all this before? Mine is broken down on the interstate, and the kid here doesn't own one, if you can believe that.
Damn.
What about you, Mr. Ben? You don't exactly look like neighbors yourself.
Truck. Outside, out of gas.
Gas? Evan City is 5 miles away. We can make 5 miles on freaking fumes.
Yeah, what if we don't make it? You willing to take that chance? Besides, Evan City's a war zone, man. I know, I've been there. It's gonna take us a hell of a lot more than 5 miles before we find any real help.
There's a gas pump out by the shed. Huh? My Uncle Reach, he keeps it locked.
You know where the key is?
No, but I can hunt for it.
We will, but not now. Could take too long. Besides, we might never find it. We gotta figure out what we're doing first. Finish the story, Tom.
This is bullshit! If we're gonna do something, let's do it. If we're gonna stand around and bullshit, let's do it in the cellar where it's safe.
I'm not so sure going down in that cellar is a smart move.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm not so sure locking ourselves down in that cellar is such a smart move. And I'm not going down there until I know what all the options are.
What damn options? And who the fuck gave you the right to decide for the rest of us?
I'm not deciding for you or anybody else, Cooper. I'm thinking about my own ass. Now, you want to go down in that cellar? Go. Nobody's stopping.
Damn it, Helen, will you quit yelling at me? I can't think straight with you yelling at me!
You know, Cooper, I've only been around you a minute or two. But that's enough time for me to know that I don't like you very much. I'm sure you feel the same about me, so let's just try to stay out of each other's way, all right? Go on, Tom. What else you got to tell?
Well, like I said, Judy Rose and I... We wasn't here more than 10 minutes, and Mr. Cooper, he come banging on the door, you know. We let him in, him and his wife. And I seen a little girl was hurt, so I tried to call for help, you know. But the phone's making this funny sound, you know. Tried and tried, and I couldn't call nobody. That's when Uncle Reed, he come walking out of the bedroom, you know. He was dead a minute before. I swear to God.
He was not dead. He couldn't have been. You were wrong. You made a mistake, that's all.
He was dead. I know he was.
What happened?
Uncle Reed, he went after my cousin Satchel, you know. He went after him like, I don't know.
Anybody else in the house?
No, just,
Tom, I'm afraid your cousin is dead.
I know he's dead. Shot himself. I mean, Uncle Reach coming after him and all, you know. I run down here and got the shotgun, but what could I do? You know, I couldn't imagine shooting Uncle Reach. Couldn't imagine doing a thing like that. That's when I told everyone to go down in the cellar. Going down the cellar, that's my idea.
It's a good idea.
Look outside.
Into the cellar, quick.
No, that cellar's a death trap. Those things don't have much strength, but you get enough of them together, they may be able to break through the door. We'll be cornered down there. No way out. We'd do better fighting them off here where there's still some way to escape.
A way out is a way in. The window.
Maybe we can board them up.
There's no time. Those things are...
Look, there's only three of them, man. I've handled more than that by myself. Without these two guns. I'm worried about more of them coming. That cellar door won't hold them.
Oh, and the windows will.
Look, I don't need this, Cooper. I told you before, you want to go downstairs, go on. Get! You can be boss down there. I'm boss up here. And what you gonna do to me?
Hey, Ross, come on up. We need your help.
You're crazy! You're out of your minds!
This here's Judy Rose. Judy, we'll get them old shelves out of the kitchen.
What are we doing now?
We're gonna board up them windows.
Tell me! Board up the windows! Are you sure we're gonna be all right?
There are more than things out there. More than things like Uncle Reege.
Tommy!
Come on, do what I tell ya!
I shut this door. I'm not opening it again until somebody comes who can get us out of here.
Somebody like that comes, we'll try to remember to call you.
Idiots! You lame brains!
You're gonna die up here. You're gonna die.
Happening?
They decided to stay upstairs.
What about us?
It's safer down here.
What about Sarah?
It's safer down here, Helen.
It's just that one hammer. Here, use this. Nail him up quick and dirty. Get the windows covered as fast as you can. We'll go around later and reinforce them. Anybody find any keys, hang on to them.
How many people are up there?
There's two more.
And they got the gun.
No, they've got two guns. They might have 100 guns for all I know, but it doesn't matter because it's safer down here.
We're going up. We've got to get help for Sarah.
I'm not opening that door, Helen, and neither are you. And if you try, so help me out.
You what? Is your daughter lying there? We have got to get her to a doctor.
There's no doctors upstairs, Helen, and there's no way out of here. None of those yo-yos has a car! What a place to be stuck. In the middle of nowhere. A bunch of yo-yos.
Fever's gotten worse.
Look, she's gonna be all right. Somebody will come, we'll get out of here. We're all gonna be all right.
Did you find anything? I'm done over here.
They're crazy. They're out of their minds. You bunch of yo-yos!
This is the last of the big stuff.
Huh?
Not gonna do it. Hey, Tom, give me a hand. Later.
They're so small. We could just walk right past them. We wouldn't even have to run. We could just walk right past them. We have the guns. If we're careful, we could get away. You told me to fight. Well, I'm fighting. I'm not panicking.
This place is not safe, not upstairs or down.
We should leave before it's too late.
I know you want to get out of here, and so do I. And we're going to do it. We're going to figure out a way to get to that gas, and we'll be gone. Now, you're doing fine, all right? I'm doing fine. We're all doing just fine. We're going to make it. We're careful. Like you said, we've got to be careful.
Them doors, get them doors down and nail them up.
That's it. Nice going, Tom. Come on.
Is she crazy or what? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Tommy.
Easy, easy. For a minute. We're going to leave the weapons there, all right? Hey, Tom. Wait a minute. New stuff in here.
Uncle Regis fixing up the place.
No good.
It's better than nothing, Ben.
No good. Hey, Tom. Television. Check it out and see if anything's on.
Found something. Told you what to do, I think. Damn.
This must really be big.
Station's in Zelianople. It's only about 20 miles from here.
Might as well be 100.
says you're going to come on live.
Yeah? Well, we can't wait for him. Give me a hand with some of that lumber over there. And use some of this stuff to cover the windows downstairs.
Am I some kind of stupid?
What?
Them old doors. The ones we took down, they're all in the cellar.
Up there.
How do I know what's happening up there? Said they were gonna board it up. Board it up, please.
And you refused to help them.
That's right, Helen. I refused. Right, I refused. You know why? Because they're wrong, Helen. It's a stupid idea. The cellar is the only safe place in the house. You watch, just watch. They're gonna come begging for us to let them in down here before this is all over.
And what will you do then, Harry? Will you open the door then?
Mr. Cooper?
Harry.
Mr. Cooper, we need to store this down so we can board up these windows.
God's sakes, Harry. Fuck.
Mr. Cooper, can you hear me?
Cooper? You open this door right now. We need those doors, Cooper. Cooper, I got a shotgun out here. You open this door, you motherfucker. I swear I'll blow this shit. Cooper!
What do you hope to accomplish?
Shut up, Helen!
I'm counting to three, Cooper. Then I'm coming through.
We're going to open!
I'm counting. That's one.
Gonna do, Cooper? That's two. Better open this door right now, Cooper.
Need to get down there if those things break in.
Yeah, sure. You want the best of both worlds. You get caged in up here, you want to be able to run downstairs. That's not the way it's working, pal. You want to get in that cellar, you get in there now, or you can forget it. I'm not boxing myself in down there until there's absolutely no other choice. And I'm not gambling with my daughter's life.
You want to stay up here, that's your decision.
Don't count on me to help you.
Look, I am not counting on you for shit, Cooper. That's why I'm not going to let
you're going to keep on fighting, then get out! This is our house. This is Tommy's house. Here's your playing Brewster with it. I'd like to know where you'd all be if we didn't let you in here. Where would you be if we kicked you the hell out?
We're not going to kick anyone out, Judy Rose. We're not going to do anything like that. Now, come on, let's try and work together and get some of this damn shit done.
Covered. Some blankets from upstairs or something.
Bit her on the arm.
What? You want this one too?
We have to get help. We have to get a doctor for Sarah.
We're gonna try. Since you ain't doing nothing, Cooper, maybe you want to start looking for those keys.
What keys?
Keys for the gas pump out back.
You mean there's a car?
The truck.
The gas pump is locked.
The keys should be anywhere!
They're dead, but they're coming right for us.
No, that's impossible. That just can't be.
Grab him, bro. We'll throw him up and out the window. Losing it, girl. You are losing it!
You think so? Whatever I lost a long time ago, and I do not plan on losing anything else. You can talk to me about losing it when you stop screaming at each other like a bunch of two-year-olds.
Hey,
how many floors does this thing hold?
15. There's more on the desk.
Look, we have a few more windows to cover up, all right? Why don't you grab some of that metal over there and get started? It's going to take us a while.
Thank you.
Citizens who faced with the collapse of local police and fire departments have taken the law into their own hands. Civil and social services have been disrupted or suspended. Most communities are without telephones, many are without power, some are without gas and water. The scientific community is focusing on the phenomenon, specifically on that trance-like state that seems to characterize the assailants. Clearly a behavioral disorder, but what could have caused so widespread and dramatic a condition as the one we are facing tonight? We've heard speculation on everything from the ozone layer and chemical weapons to voodoo, mysticism, and organisms from space. A biologist in Stockton, California, have released a report stating that the bodies of the recently dead are returning to life, driven by an unknown force that enables the brain to continue to function. Doctors at the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta reject that theory, calling it preposterous beyond belief. They feel that the only reasonable explanation is a germ, a bacteria or a virus that has a mind-altering effect on its victims. Though how such a germ could have been delivered so quickly and over such a vast area does remain a mystery. It's being called Judgment Day by religious leaders.
What's she doing?
Hey! Is that your own reach?
Looks like it.
Do you think you might have a set of keys in this pocket? Can get away.
No, it's too dangerous.
I'm telling you, we could make it.
5 miles, we got that kid. Cooper's kid.
We leave them here, we'll bring back help.
We better make some kind of damn move. We're drawing a crowd here.
Oh. You know I'm right. Like I told you, we could walk right by them.
I got him! I got the keys!
Gotta get to the gas. It's our best chance.
All right, everybody back inside, quick! Damn it, get in here!
Stay inside.
What?
Keep the rifle.
You can't go out without the gun.
Look, we have Tom's gun. Now, if something happens, I want that rifle in here. I don't want any locked doors in between me and this guy.
I'm crying out loud.
You shut up, Cooper. I don't want to hear another word out of you. The only way I'm going out there is with you and that rifle keeping things straight. Tom, let's go. It's you and me.
I can drive.
No, Judy Rose, you're staying here.
Well, somebody's got to drive. Somebody's got to do the gas, and somebody's got to ride shotgun. That means three of us goes out. Tommy, tell them I know how to drive. I can do it, Tommy.
Your daddy's got trucks. She's been driving since she was little.
All right. Is that shotgun loaded?
Yeah, I got shells in my pocket.
Can't tell how many on the porch. That'd be the toughest getting past those. Once we get to the yard, we ought to be all right. Not too many out there.
There's no way. This is crazy. Never going to make it.
Now, we get that gas and start driving back. Get that shit up there fast. Judy, get in that truck, right? Get in, get it started. Don't stop no matter what happens. Tom and I keep those things off of you. You just move!
No!
gun!
Oh my God, what did you tell me?
I was hollering at you. Go back and pick him up.
Tommy, here he comes. What should I do? I don't want to leave you here.
Go down there and get him, Judy Rose. These are the wrong keys.
What?
These are the wrong damn keys. Ow! What the hell are you doing?
Nothing more that we can do up here, not now.
Good. Judy says, we're going to try to get to town. At least I am. If I can find any help, I'll be back.
We mustn't leave Jim. We should wait until Ben gets back.
I'll wait as long as I can. Right now, I want you in the cellar where it's safe.
But maybe we should...
Into the cellar, Helen. Now. Your daughter needs you.
Thank you.
Sarah? Shoot it. No. Shoot it, Cooper.
No.
Shoot it, Cooper.
But it's my... No!
Thank you. attempt to reach any of the rescue stations identified in previous advisories. They may no longer be in operation. Repeating this advisory, number 9 from the Office of Emergency Preparedness, dated 11 p.m. August 23rd, 1989. It has been confirmed that the bodies of the dead are being reactivated by forces as yet unknown. These reactivated bodies are weak and uncoordinated, but are capable of inflicting damage on people and live on property. They are to be considered extremely dangerous, especially when encountered in large numbers. These bodies can be disposed of in only one known manner, that is by incapacitating the brain.
They got that right, too.
These reactivated bodies will attack the cold-blooded animal and small species, including human beings, without provocation, and will devour the flesh of anybody. It has been confirmed that acts of homicide and cannibalism reported to the FBI on September 23rd, 1989, are attributable, at least in part, to these reactivated bodies.
Damn, holy mother shit! What in the name of Jupiter's balls are you doing out here alone, little lady?
Are these things slow moving?
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
Warren!
Really all.
Come on, let's wait, aren't you, buddy?
We're them, and they're us.
Say what?
Nothing. Having fun.
Give me a break.
Thank you.
drag that out of here. I'm going in there. Watch your back. There may be more of them.
All right.
Another one for the fire.